Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and each week we bring you conversations that cut through the noise and speak honestly about mental health, resilience, and human connection. Today's guest is someone who has spent years working at the front line of emotional well-being, listening, observing, and asking an important question. What do people actually need in the moments they're struggling the most? Mike Cogan is a mental health advocate, speaker, and the co-creator of a new and exciting platform called Open Line, a platform designed for real-time person-to-person connection when people need help the most. His work centers on resilience, presence, and the power of being heard. Mike's approach is grounded, practical, and valuable. It's not about labels or diagnosis. It's about connection, dignity, and support in the real world, real time. Mike, it's really good to have you back on the show. Thank you for joining us once again.
It's such a pleasure, and I truly, truly appreciate you inviting me back. It's always a privilege, and I really, really appreciate the opportunity to speak about this topic, all these topics, really. They are so important and so personal, so really are probably the most valuable, the most influential topics in the world today, I think. And I love every opportunity I get to talk about it, especially on your show.
Oh, thank you so much. And since we last spoke, what conversations or moments have stayed with you the most? I mean, what ones have made you stop and think this really matters?
You know, I'll be honest with you, what stayed the most are those, you know, those quiet moments when I see, and you know, you can imagine I talk to between 8, 10, 11 people a day in my office face to face or over Zoom. Yes. And in case those quiet moments when someone just says something casually and you realize how much pain they're actually carrying underneath, and it's so you know, personal, and you see that people are coming in and they're never going to say, I am in crisis, but they say things like, I don't want to bother anyone, or I just need someone to talk to for a minute. And those moments really remind me that, you know, how many people are struggling daily, silently. They don't talk to anyone. They don't want to let anyone know. They don't know how to let people know, and how much difference simple presence can make. I mean, it literally takes minutes to support and give someone a different perspective and really, really, you know, change someone's day, week, and their life, really. But those moments, those quiet moments, are really staying with me all the time, and I kind of think about this all the time.
Yeah, and it's a powerful reminder that so many people are carrying heavy emotional loads while still functioning on the outside. I think we've all been through that. We've all demonstrated that.
Yeah.
And that being truly heard, even briefly, can be profoundly regulating and life-affirming. It just changes our mindset. It reassures us, and what you're doing is great. And you've spent many years working around resilience and mindset. What do you think people are struggling with more now than they were even a few years ago?
I think today it's so unique and it's so different from what we've had for many, many years. I'll sum it up in one word: overload.
Yes.
It's not just emotional pain. It's this constant mental stimulation, this overload of information, pressure, comparison, noise, really. People don't get any kind of space to process anymore. I was just talking about this the other day in a different interview. And, you know, people are all anxious. People are overstimulated. And that actually includes children, which is amazing to me, because back, you know, in, let's say, a couple of decades ago, we didn't have that. Children did not even know what anxiety was. Now you have people with constant mental inflow of information. And, you know, back in the day, resilience used to be about bouncing back from events. Now it's just really about surviving nonstop input without being able to break down. So, you know, it's really a question of managing this overload of information, which is unprecedented, which we've never had before, and people are learning to deal with it. And what's interesting is some people need help with that. Some people are able to process it and deal with it.
Yes.
And I've been seeing that a lot of people do actually need help. when it comes to, you know, this nonstop information and no breaks and no ability to process it before getting the next input. You know, it's just a constant onslaught, I call it. But that's the difference from you know, what we have now and even a few years ago.
And exactly, that overload is really the correct word to use. I think a lot of people, their nervous system never gets a break. I feel it sometimes myself. And even though I practice mindfulness and I take those breaks for my own well-being, I sometimes feel that overwhelm myself where it's not missing out. I can't find the word.
For sure. Believe me, it makes sense.
It's almost like being left behind.
Right.
So, I mean, for people like that, for our clients, for people we talk to about their well-being, their emotional and mental well-being, what is the new concept that you and your team have created? I mean, I've seen the protocol of open line, and I love to talk about that because I mean, it's a great way to start the new year. But what was happening on the ground that made you realize something like this was needed?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, it's exactly what we just talked about, this overload. But more than that, I'll tell you, for many years, and you know, I am a counselor. I talk to people, as I said, between 8, 10, 12 people a day. But that's only 8, 10, 12 people. So what happens is we've seen, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, an absolute crisis, mental health crisis in our country, in the world, everywhere, all over the place. And people are not able to get help when they need that help. It's a question of timing. What I've noticed for many years is the gap between people don't actually need therapy later. Sometimes they need that someone to talk to now, right then and there. And you can always look, you know, people have been able to schedule. And when they try to schedule an appointment with me, you can imagine how busy I am. And I can take even 10 people a day is a lot. But then I realize that this is actually what's causing this crisis. 100 people need help and only 10 can get to talk to a counselor. There's an absolute shortage of counselors. So we came up with a concept. We called it Open Line. And what's really the idea behind it is that, you know, people are able to literally log into the app and see who's available, who can talk to them right then and there. And becomes, it changes the entire equation, because being able to schedule an appointment for next Tuesday is fine. It could work for some people, but then most people probably need just a few minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes, but then timing is so important. And that's what's really been lacking. It still is lacking in the world, and it can absolutely tip the scales towards better mental health presence, because it affects not only the person that got the help, but it affects the person that provided the help, but also affects everyone around them, all the, you know, family members, friends, everybody else. It changes everything. And that's why we came up with this entire concept of Open Line.
And for someone hearing about Open Line for the first time, how would you explain it in a simple term? What is it? And who is it really for? I mean, you've explained for people that need immediate help, but some people don't know what Open Line is at all. Can you go into a little bit more detail about it? That'd be great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's such a pleasure. And I love talking about it. I'll tell you, the reason why we came up with this, I've worked quite a bit with the veterans, you know, people that have served the country, and also first responders, police officers or emergency service. They struggle quite a bit with PTSD, and the whole thing about PTSD and anxiety and depression and all those related conditions is that they need help sometimes in the moment. And so I realized that I saw that a lot of times famous athletes or famous personalities online say, look, you know, reach out to me and I'll help you. If you're struggling, for example, with addiction, or you're a veteran and you want to talk to me, I've seen fighters, I've seen other, you know, influencers say, reach out to me. This kind of gave us this idea that, look, I'd like to unify everyone that wants to help someone. So it could be a professional mental health counselor, it could be a fighter, it could be an influencer, it could be anyone, anytime that wants to spend a few minutes and has some available time to support someone, to support another veteran, to support another person that's struggling. It just needs a few minutes to talk to. We let these people come to the same place. We call it Open Line because it's a line that's always open for them. And they log in, and what the way this open line works is that when you're coming in, you're being asked, do you want to help someone or do you yourself need help? So in other words, there are two kinds of people in the world today. Someone that's able to help, and it could be, funny enough, could be the same person on a different day, could be able to help someone or could need help the next day. You never know. But in this present moment, this person logs in and says, I'm able to help someone and I'm ready. I have the next 2 hours. And I'm ready to speak to another person that needs help. And then the person logging in that needs help sees who's available and can really instantly connect with someone who's able to help them. It could be someone that's struggling with anxiety. It could be someone that's struggling with addiction problems. It's someone that's does not want to relapse, but doesn't want to wait until next week for a meeting in which he's going to be able to help, maintain the sobriety. It could be someone that's, as I mentioned, a veteran that's really struggling in the moment wants to talk to another veteran who's able to help him, wants to help him. So we really came up with this concept is to connect people that are able to help others in the moment, right then and there. And people that are able to help are saying to, look, I have time right now for the next 2 hours. I'll be online. I'll log in and I'm willing to, I want to talk to anyone that needs help because I know how it feels. I was there myself before and I want to help this person. There's no better way to connect with someone right then and there. Timing, this is the reason why we came up with this timing. I know from my own experience how long the waiting line is for people to talk to and how much timing matters versus availability. And this is really the reason for it. It's for anyone who needs a human moment of support, not just a diagnosis.
Yeah, and that's amazing because a lot of people, they don't need that therapy only in a crisis. They just need guidance or that human connection as well. And
Absolutely.
that's so important. So why do you think that moment of being heard can be so powerful, especially in that immediate moment? What is it that can help a person immediately?
Absolutely. I'll tell you. So, in my experience, being heard regulates the nervous system. It's really that simple. I see that when someone truly listens, your body calms. We're all human beings. We're basically social creatures. Let's think like that. And when someone truly listens to you, your thinking clears and you stop feeling alone inside your own head. It's really that simple. And that moment doesn't really obviously fix everything, but it often time it will just prevent things from getting worse. I'll tell you honestly. And that's what I've seen. And right now, people that need mental health support are able to schedule an appointment with a counselor, let's say a few days away, which is one opportunity. There's other systems that try to use AI, artificial intelligence, to get people to chat with someone. But again, that's not the same because people really crave that human connection. There's nothing like it. You connect with a real person who's there to listen, who understands exactly what you're talking about, and right then and there, that's what that moment is what it's all about. It really prevents things from really, going in the wrong direction. Let's put it this way. And it changes, like I said before, it changes the scales of mental health situation greatly.
And going back to what you were saying, AI can offer information or structure, but it can't replace that felt sense of another human being present with you. And people aren't just looking to be responded to, they want to be understood. And when you
Yes.
connect with a real person who's listening in real time, who can relate and hold space and give you that empathy or even sympathy, it creates safety and trust and emotional resonance, I think. And that's something technology alone simply can't replace. So thank you so much, Mike, for your insightful information and share so far. We're going to take a short commercial break now with a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today I'm in conversation with the amazing Mike Cogan. Before the break, we spoke about why Open Line was created and the importance of connection in moments of struggle. Let's continue. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Mike, how is Open Line different from hotlines or apps or traditional mental health services people might already know?
So I'll be honest with you, hotlines are typically for emergencies, and it's a question of who you will get to speak with. And they're just really trying to, you know, stop the emergency from you know, escalating. Apps are typically are more or less for content and bots. So like I said, AI that's there to provide some sort of predetermined answers and just really going from a database. It's not a human being. And typically, you know, regular therapy is effective. It's great, but it's structured and scheduled and it does not help. So Open Line is different in a way that it's instant, it's on the spot, and it's presence without friction, I call it, because there's really no crisis threshold. There's no performance. There's just really a connection when you need it with someone that's really, really willing. So people that are coming into Open Line and want to help other people, they're only there specifically to help you. They have no other agenda. They have nothing else to gain or to look forward to. They just want to help you. And that's what creates that you know, absolute moment that truly helps the person that's seeking help.
Yes. And I think this is where we underestimate each other, human beings, because people want to help, don't they? They really do.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people out there that want to. And it's, I think, I love that comment you made. It's presence without friction. I love that, because there's no threshold to meet or no crisis to perform or no agenda to attach, just a real human choosing to be present, to be here in the moment, purely to support someone else. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And when people know the person on the other side is not analyzing, they're just, or selling or trying to fix the issue, they're just listening as well, that helps. Or they're not just ticking boxes, is the person is being heard, that really helps. And it creates a kind of, again, going back to the word I used earlier, safety, and that sincerity, that willingness to show up with nothing to gain is often what allows someone to actually exhale, feel seen, and take the first step out of that distress they're in. So, Mike, can you tell us, is Open Line ready for people to use at this present moment?
No, so OpenLINE is currently, technology part of it is being finalized and will be ready in approximately 2 weeks, so early in January 2026 right now. I'll tell you what gave us the idea for it, and I mentioned this earlier. One of the people I've worked with is a current UFC fighter, Jared Gordon, who struggled with his own addiction issues for nearly a decade, and he's been clean for about 8, 9, now I think 10 years at this point. He's an active UFC MMA fighter. So after he became clean and after he kind of gained sobriety and became a famous person, let's say, he publicly said, "Look, I want to help other people that have gone through the same struggle." So he uses Instagram to get people to connect with him, but he can only talk to a couple of people. He cannot only, you know, he cannot talk to 100 people at the same time. One idea we had, and the reason why we came up with this OpenLINE, is we said, "Look, I want to get people like Jared Gordon, get other people similar that have gone through similar experiences, a platform which they can log in instead of their own Instagram. They can log into one centralized place. You can possibly even talk to 10, 15, 20, 100 people at the same time because we select the topic of which they're speaking. If it's sobriety, for example, or trying to prevent relapse from happening, well, talking to someone like Jared in the moment may save the entire thing. So technology is only a way for us to connect people that are able to help, that have gone through similar experiences, to others that are going through the same experience. That's why they understand each other so well. And in this case, veterans are able to help other veterans and so on and so forth.
And that's amazing. And now, yeah,
Yes.
so people like Gerard Gordon bring something irreplaceable, and that experience that they have from themselves, of course, that gives incredible credibility and genuine understanding. But existing platforms limit how many people they can realistically reach, and this idea of open line is amazing. I think it's going to have a huge impact, and we're really looking forward for its launch. But as you said, Mike, earlier, you work closely with veterans and first responders and people under extreme pressure. So why is immediate human connection so critical for these particular groups? And what is it that you've discovered about these particular groups, the where they need help
Sure. Well,
immediately?
I'll tell you, it's because they're really unique, and it's something that kind of unites veterans, first responders. Like I said, these are people under extreme pressure. And I think what happens is their nervous systems are trained to endure, and but they're not trained to release. They're trained to keep it in. They're really used to holding it together. But no human being, no matter how strong, can hold it together forever. And this immediate connection interrupts isolation before it turns into something dangerous. Because if you hold something, if you suppress your desires, if you repress your feelings, you kind of hold it all in, it's just a matter of time until you need to somehow find a way to release it some way, somehow. Because if you don't do it in a healthy way, it turns into something dangerous, as I said. So this connection, this human connection, interrupts that cycle, but especially a connection who truly understands what you're going through. We mentioned Jared, so like I said, in his case, it's addiction. Being clean for approximately 10 years at this point is something unique, and he's able to understand people that are struggling with relapse. One veteran that have experienced PTSD and is now doing better is absolutely able to talk to other veterans who are struggling with the same symptoms, but they're earlier in their process. So this is exactly what changes the scale, because these people can't schedule enough appointments with mental health counselors, and they may not want to. There's a lot of barriers that they don't want to go through. Sometimes it's just a stigma, all of it is said. So here we're able to help them, and it can actually be anonymous if they wanted to be. We don't even want to know their name. Sometimes we're going to say, "You can stay anonymous and just say, 'I'm struggling. I'm a veteran who's struggling with PTSD.'" And we'll match you with someone who's able to help you based on that topic. And that is, to me, priceless, and not something that's available, unfortunately, right now.
And I think that's really important. And I love what you said earlier. I mean, I think it's an important insight. Many of these groups are trained to endure and not release. I think that's really important. And their nervous system are conditioned to stay controlled under pressure, to suppress rather than express. And that works until it doesn't. And I think that peer connection changes everything. A veteran who's lived through PTSD and found stability can offer something uniquely powerful to someone earlier in the journey, or that journey. And understanding without explanation, trust without judgment, it removes so many barriers and that stigma and formality and that fear of being labeled. I think that's really important. And I'm glad that you said that people can approach this app and go online with OpenLine anonymously. I think people will find that really reassuring, because of course creating an app like this, or a system like this, building something like OpenLine, comes with great responsibility. So you have to take a lot of things into consideration. So how do you balance accessibility with safety and boundaries and care for everyone involved?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's really balance. That balance is everything. We are really clear about what OpenLine is and what it's not. You know, I mean, it's not really, it's more of a connection point. So we've created a lot of boundaries. We've got a lot of safety protocols and escalation paths. But also, more importantly, we have clear expectations for helpers, for people that are able to help others. We have a lot of, you know, a lot of descriptions, a lot of information that we give them before they're able to get in. But this, you know, like I said, accessibility without structure, it's not care, it would really be a risk. So we take that very seriously. But it's all about really protocols and safety, and also a system of feedback where people are able to kind of comment and say, well, here's what's going on, here's what's not working, and we're able to help it. There's going to be risks, there's going to be things and some things to improve upon, you know. But I'll tell you honestly, the reason for this is that the crisis, the mental health crisis, is so great that we have to try, we have to kind of make attempts to deal with it and overcome issues that may come up along the way, and that's just what it is. But obviously, it's really all about creating those boundaries and finding a way to care for everyone, as you said. Absolutely.
Yeah. And of course, it's going to it's going to be a learning curve, I think, as well, in real time, what's working and what isn't. And adjusting to protect both the person seeking support and the person offering it. And that's really important. But on a personal level, Mike, what has creating OpenLine changed in you? How you see people, pain or support?
Oh, it's kind of, really, I'll say it's deepened my respect for how quiet suffering can be. And, you know, people don't always fall apart loudly. They kind of sometimes just need permission to be human for a few minutes. I think some OpenLine and this whole concept is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. And seeing some examples, seeing some specific people in specific processes kind of gave us a clear path to it. But, you know, it's like, people are, I've seen that people are, would oftentimes prefer to hold it in and not share and just kind of continue to suffer longer and longer than needed, and did only because they did not have a path, they didn't have a way to deal with it. They don't know what to do with it. So they go on and they affect themselves. They make themselves worse and they make others around them worse. It's really a chain type of reaction, a ripple effect. And on my personal level, I think it really, like I said, deepened my respect for realizing how great, how much of a scale that has reached. And you see that in the world, you see some things that are just inexplicable and people are doing stuff that's just really not something we've seen before. Especially as you and I said earlier, in this age of overwhelming information inflow, it changes everything. So I think people need a way to deal with it. And I think creating OpenLine kind of changed me in a way that I feel almost encouraged in a way to say, okay, we can improve things just a little bit maybe, but it's progress. And I really feel so positive about that.
Yeah, and it's exciting progress as well. And I think it's such a great and such a needed idea as well. It really needs to be there, and creating Open Line seems to have shifted something for you too, from witnessing the problem to realizing that even small timely interventions can create meaningful change for those people that are struggling. And it may not fix everything, but it's progress, as you said, and that sense of hope comes from knowing you're offering people a way to cope, connect, and feel less alone in a world that can feel really overwhelming. So thank you so much, Mike, for such valuable insight once again. We're going to pause briefly for another short commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at a special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia and I'm joined with the fabulous Mike Cogan. Let's talk now about the bigger picture, resilience, belonging and hope. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
So we hear the word resilience a lot, but many people are just exhausted. And as we've spoken about earlier, they're overwhelmed. What do you think people misunderstand about resilience?
I think most people don't understand that resilience is not pushing harder. It's really just knowing when to pause, ask for help, reset. I think real resilience includes rest and connection, not just really endurance. And as I said before, in this age of overwhelming, nonstop, constant information flow, it's a question of knowing when to really pause and reset. And possibly, like I said, ask for help. It's okay. But even at the very least is to kind of stop and create those moments when you are managing yourself, managing your nervous system, because otherwise no one is strong enough to just you know, keep going and not be overwhelmed.
What you're saying is absolutely true. Real resilience isn't about pushing harder or enduring endlessly. It's about knowing when to pause. And I love that because we should be able to reset ourselves and reach for connection without having to wait or worry. And rest, regulation and support are not signs of weakness. They're essential parts of staying well. And especially in this world that we're living in with that constant stimulation, as you mentioned right at the beginning, resilience means creating moments to calm the nervous system, not to stop altogether, but just to regulate again. No one is built to run at full capacity without interruption, and recognizing that is what allows people to sustain themselves rather than get burnt out. And this is the worry, isn't it, that so many people feel that overwhelm, and they keep going, and they do feel burnt out, and it's really difficult for them. So for someone listening who feels isolated but doesn't know how to ask for help, what's the smallest step they could take?
It's for them to really think about, they don't have to explain everything. All they have to do is make their own internal decision and just say to themselves, I could use someone right now. All they have to do is kind of break through that barrier and say, okay, what stops me right now is relying on myself only and thinking that I'm greater than I really am. And all they have to do is just kind of say, I could use some help right this moment. Someone can probably give me a different perspective, possibly. So when you open your mind on that level, that's probably the smallest step, and that's the most important step, because that's enough. After that, it's really a chain. We're all human beings. We're all people that deal with things, and it's unique. We all kind of think that we have unique and we have different issues, but they're all, in my experience, they're all similar. They're all, one of us can always really, you know, relate to the other person that's going through similar stuff. But the smallest step is just to really take that step and open up your mind a little bit.
Absolutely, exactly. That moment of quiet honesty with yourself, being self-aware, is often the hardest and most important step. And you don't need to explain everything or justify your pain. Simply recognizing it, I could use someone right now, is enough, isn't it? And letting go of the idea that you have to handle everything alone creates space for support, perspective and relief. And I know that a lot of people feel they, as I said earlier, they feel they have to keep going, but it's important to have that relief and that small internal shift. Allowing help in, which is the hardest part, can really interrupt that isolation and change the trajectory of a moment, and sometimes that's all it takes. And looking ahead, what do you hope OpenLine becomes? Because this is what we really want to push out there, isn't it, Mike? That when you have those moments where you feel, okay, I'm sitting quietly with myself, but I can really talk to someone right now, I really need that help. We're hoping it's not just going to be just a platform, but as a shift in how we support one another. So
absolutely.
I'll
tell you honestly, my hope, my greatest hope, is that it normalizes real-time human support. And I think it will, I wanted to normalize the fact that needing someone doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It just means you're human. But it's just, I want it to be in just one of the options that's available out there. Obviously, there's still therapy, there's still traditional options and information. But I'm against AI and bots invading this space, because I think there's nothing that will replace human connection. It just really comes back to the question of technology making it more available and accessible to as many people as possible, because of the magnitude of the mental health crisis I've seen, and that's the need for it. And I think it's so needed. I just want it to be a platform. I want it to be, like you said, not just a platform, but really a place where people connect. Human beings, real-time humans, are able to connect with each other right then and there. And that's what's so badly needed. And I think let's use the technology that's currently available in the world to connect us humans. There are billions of us, right? So let's connect. And it's just a matter of realizing who needs help. And I think it will bring people closer, because people are able to help one another. Listen, I'll tell you honestly, besides being able to help the person, and the person feels, you know, more positive and better, but the person that offered the help and the person that helped is actually also feeling so much better for being able to help others. And then there's that's the missing element, I think, in a lot of these other apps or other projects, is because they miss the part that it actually helps both people, the one that's helping and the one that's being helped. Absolutely.
And that's beautiful. And exactly, that's the shift, isn't it? Not, it's not just a platform in the cold technical sense, but it's a space for real human connection. That empathy we spoke about earlier is so important, because that's the thing that using technology as a bridge rather than a substitute allows people to meet each other in a real time when it matters most. And when you have someone who understands you, I think it's so powerful. And with so many people in the world, the potential for mutual support is immense. And when you have a platform again that allows that open communication, I think it will be so valuable. And when people are given a simple way to offer and receive help, it naturally brings them closer. I feel there's so many people that feel lost, and they can do with just having a conversation, an open conversation. And I love the idea.
Absolutely. It's being able to relate to someone else. And you said it, listen, a lot of people do. And this, when that connection is missing, when you're not able to express or connect with someone, that's when you see all the troubles really get going in the world. And then you see, but then it's so difficult to change and stop at that point. You want to kind of, you know, enable people to deal with their issues right then and there when they need to. And that's what we were hoping to do.
And that's amazing. And finally, if someone is listening right now who feels like they're carrying everything alone, what would you want them to hear from you today?
Oh, that you don't have to carry all your burden alone, all by yourself. This is what it's all about. And I see so many people they just don't know how. There are people, you have to believe that there are people out there who want to help you, who want to listen to you. You're not weak for needing to do that, for needing to speak with those people, to connect with someone. You're allowed to reach out. If you have to do it in a confidential, anonymous way, fine, that so be it. But you have to believe, and I want to tell these people, you do not have to be alone. You don't have to deal with everything on your own, because we're not designed for that. We are human beings, are not designed for this onslaught of Facebook and Instagram and social media information. We are designed to connect and speak with one another and share and process. And then some people need help, and it's okay to need help. And it's just a matter of how you can get that help. But the first step is for you to open up your mind and say, I do need it. And that's perfectly fine.
And that message is so important and beautifully explained. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for sharing your insight.
Absolutely. Honesty, thank you.
And your heart today is so important. And what you and your team are building is a powerful reminder that sometimes support just needs someone's presence. Now, Mike, where can our listeners find you?
So on Instagram and any most of social media, they can either find me as, you know, with my name, Mike Hogan, or they can find Open Line, which is being, obviously technology is being finalized, but we're present on most social media platforms as Open Line as well. But I think they should reach out to me, or they should reach out to all my contacts, which I'm sure they'll be able to find here, and get information. I'm such an advocate for people getting information. I feel like a lot of times people simply don't know where to find the info or get help, and they give up and they just stop looking. So I want people to find me whatever way they can, either through my personal contact or through Open Line on social media, and just request info. Again, they can be anonymous. They can just reach out and not even tell us much, but the most I want for people to do is to reach out. Our plan is to launch Open Line completely, fully, make it fully available before the end of this month, January 2026.
Thank you for that. And to our listeners, if today's conversation resonated with you, know this, you don't have to carry everything alone. Reaching out, even quietly, can change everything. This has been the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia. And to close today's show, I've chosen a song that reflects connection, hope, and shared humanity. Leave the Light On by Tom Walker. because sometimes the bravest thing we can do is shine a light to guide others to safety. Take care of yourselves and each other. Please, until next time. Safe to feel like grace, 'cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on.
What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home.